Playwright Bruce Norris invented the Chicago neighborhood Clybourne Park for both the title and setting of his Pulitzer Prize-winning play. But there are similar neighborhoods all over the country that looked a certain way in the 1950s and then quite different 50 years later. The multi-generational story tackles the subjects of race, racism, and gentrification with wit, insight, and humanity, says the director of the Unicorn Theater production, Joe Price.
It is about racism. It is about race. It's also about a house. And what is a home? The ghosts that are kind of in, or the energy that's in a home of the past owners. There are a lot of circumstances connected to this house. So I think that complicates the story as well. So it's beautifully layered.
Its first act takes place in 1959, where several reactions are erupting to news that a black family has bought a white family's home. After key cosmetic alterations to the set at intermission, Act Two unfolds in the same house in 2009. The neighborhood is undergoing a groundswell of gentrification, where young white urbanites are buying and planning to modify homes that up to now fit their residents' needs. At a recent rehearsal, the cast runs through a scene that accentuates a situation some find difficult to discuss.
And if that area is occupied by a particular group...
Which
group? You know
what?
We're talking about one house.
I understand that.
Which group?
A house for our family.
Which group?
That's how it happens.
In which to raise our child?
No, which group?
It happens one house at a time.
Whoa. Stop right there.
The actors do double duty in the show, playing completely different characters in each act. Jesslyn Kincaid, who is white, offers her take on what the white characters in the first half might be experiencing.
I think a lot of ignorance, for lack of a better word. They're very frightened. They're very, very proud of where they are in the world, and they don't want that to change. You know, I think like any of us, when change is difficult, especially when you don't know what it's going to look like. I don't think they're trying to be cruel. They just don't want things to be different. Things are okay the way they are. We don't need to change.
Actor Michael Hill, who is African-American, says he relishes the idea of tackling two black characters at two radically different times in America.
It's exciting. We're talking about jumping right into the 1950s and those roles and those expectations of an African-American male during that time. And guess what? You move forward to 2009. There's a lot more freedom there. Having the ability to move in and out of different roles, if you will, and enjoy some of the freedom that exists by being an African-American in 2009.
While the play does include words and jokes that might be tough to hear, Jesslyn Kincaid says nobody in the play gets off scot-free.
Like it or not, at some point, everyone is kind of under attack. Everyone gets offended at some point. Everyone has something said about them, be you a woman, man, black, white. He asks a lot of questions, and whether you agree or disagree or are offended or not, I think you walk away thinking about it, talking about it. That's the goal of theater and certainly the goal of this piece.
Bruce Norris acknowledges that his play is in fact inspired by A Raisin in the Sun, the Lorraine Hansberry classic about an upwardly mobile black family that Denzel Washington is bringing back to Broadway in the spring. Steve Walker, KCUR News.